time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
And with us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. His team in the Junior College World Series for the first time since 2014. Dusty Hart, coach of Blinn, Texas, with us. Good morning, Dusty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. At breakfast right now. So what are they serving up for breakfast today to the Buccaneers?
We got us a little eggs, some sausage links, some potatoes. It's pretty good, actually. Cooked for us in a special little room. We don't even know what to do. They're taking care of us so good.
All right. First-class treatment. You guys deserve that, considering that you guys had to battle to get to Grand Junction. And, for you, it's been a while, 2011, when you were the coach at Grayson. You won it in 2008. And I know in some of the comments, Dusty, that you made that, you kind of take it for granted. When you were with Grayson and you were coming here and you won the championship and so that you don't take that for granted anymore, do you? That it's automatic coming to Grand Junction.
You know, if you only knew how many sleepless nights I had over the last 10 years, you'd probably be shocked. But it's definitely been a ghost that I've been chasing for a while. I don't have to tell anybody, especially y'all, what it means to get here. And just, it gets in your blood, you get addicted to it, and definitely took it a little probably for granted while we were at Grayson. We were pretty fortunate. We got to come a lot and got to win it and do all those things, and this time I'm never going to do that again. And every time I come here, I know how special it is, and I'm probably a little older and hopefully a little smarter now than I was back in 2011 and 2008 and all those times too, so that doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt at all. Dusty Hart, the coach of Blinn, Texas, with us in the program this morning. And look, I know you loved your time at Grayson. We talked a little bit about that when you joined us previously. But Blinn, they invested a lot in the program. $5 million in renovating the stadium, a new clubhouse. You loved where they're located in terms of being able to recruit to the program. There were just a lot of positives that led you to make that decision, a tough decision, to leave Grayson and go to Blinn.
Yeah, I mean, I love Grayson, and I still love Grayson. I'll always have a place in my heart for Grayson. Just, I'm an alumni. I actually played at Grayson and played in the Junior College World Series as well. So the history goes back, but, Blinn is just a phenomenal place to work. I mean, and not that Grayson wasn't, but they've shown some commitment that I think just this time in my career, especially in junior college, you don't always get. And as I've gotten older, it was just kind of time for a change. I mean, I just was ready for a new challenge. It was really intriguing to me to have the opportunity to take a team that everybody kind of thought should be at the top and wasn't, and try to get them there. I'd like to come here every year at Blinn, and that's kind of the challenge for us right now. Obviously, we did it a little sooner than we probably expected, but that's part of what's driven this group the whole year. Everybody's betted against them. Nobody gave us a chance. They voted us second to last in the region to begin the year with the coaches poll, and that's been a lot of our motivation. And I think this year, even now with everything we've done, the record, I don't want to say we're low, but, I feel like they picked us fifth and we're kind of going, man, it's a pretty good year to be the five seed in that tournament. So it's just more motivation, I think. Hopefully they'll have that chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I know that your ball club would like to, no offense to the seeding committee, proved those guys wrong. And with that fifth seed, you take on Gaston coming up on Sunday morning to open up the tournament. But one of the things that when you took over the Blinn program was that you were able to really take advantage of some Division I transfers that came in, I believe right around December, that that provide a nice little Christmas present for you taking over as the coach of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we did, and that's the beautiful thing about junior college baseball. you know, I think everybody kept telling me when I first took the job, you know, that it was going to take time, it's going to take time, and you're going to have to be patient. And my answer to that question was always kind of why. Why has it got to take time? You know, we're going to bring some guys in here during the summer, and then we got the opportunity to bring some more guys in at Christmas. And, you know, it's junior college baseball. I've seen teams go from worst to first a lot more than I've seen teams go from first to worst. So I just felt like we could do it. I don't know, maybe I'm the optimist all the time or whatever, but I knew we could do it. We've done it before. It's not like every year at Grayson we just were, you know, phenomenal, and then the next year we'd turn it around. So I just knew it was possible if the pieces fell together.
Dusty Hart, coach of Blinn, Texas, joining us on the program this morning. And for you, Dusty, of those transfer players, maybe a couple who've had the biggest impact on the season for you that you got when those December transfers came in?
I don't know that you could put your finger on one of them. I mean, we've had multiple transfers from Christmas that have really played a huge role in what we've done. I mean, Caden Dowdowitz, the pitcher that came from A&M, and Marshall Lipsy came from TCU, and Bishop came from A&M. And so, you know, you're talking about our leadoff hitter, our two-hole hitter. Ryan Scott came from DBU. He's our five-hole hitter. And Dowdowitz has been, you know, one of our top two arms all year. So, yeah, I mean, that changes your whole season right there. Just those four guys, with that kind of impact they had on the lineup. And I know there's some other guys that I don't have time to mention probably, but, you know, that just haven't got as much pub or maybe as much playing time. But they've played just as important a role just because they've lengthened our bullpen or lengthened our, you know, our depth in the lineup, being able to pinch hit guys. So we definitely – I'm not sure I've ever brought in as many Division I transfers as I had to this Christmas, but it was a necessity. I mean, we needed to get better, and we needed to get better quickly.
Dusty Hart, coach of the Buccaneers of Blinn, Texas, with us this morning on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Mentioned you have Gaston, North Carolina. They're a first-time program. They haven't had baseball. Well, this is the second year they've had the program back after dropping their sports back in 1972. So this is a program that has restarted program here in Grand Junction, taking on your ball club, 309 batting average on the season. What have you heard about the Gaston Rhinos?
Well, I've heard that they're extremely well-coached. You know, I've heard that they're really aggressive on the base paths. You know, you can look at their stats and see that they throw a ton of strikes. Everything that really you have to do to be successful in this game. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full for sure with those guys. You know, I don't do a whole lot of, I guess, scouting, if you will, going and looking up video, just because I know 18, 19, 20-year-old kids they're different every day. One day they go 5 for 5, the very next day they might go 0 for 5. So we kind of take that stuff a little bit with a grain of salt. But I know they're going to be good. I mean, I know everybody that's here has fought to get here, and there's no easy way to get to Grand Junction. So everybody's battle tested, everybody's excited, everybody's ready to go, and so we're gonna have to play really well to come out with a victory on Sunday.
Dusty Hill joining us. It's me, Dusty Hart, not Dusty Hill. I'm flashing to ZZ Top for a moment there. Dusty, my apologies. Dusty Hart with us today, the coach of Blinn, Texas. Another one of my favorite Dusties, Dusty Hill. God rest his soul. But anyway, with Gaston and Sean Doty, their coach, you kind of referenced the stolen bases. They have 134 stolen bases this season. I mean, that's an impressive number for a ball club.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I would love to have 130 stolen bases. It just puts so much pressure on your defense, and it puts an extra amount of pressure on your pitcher to hold runners, and you need to have a catcher that can catch and throw. So it just adds a whole nother dimension that it's kind of a lost art these days. You know, you don't run into a lot of teams that steal and bunt. Everybody's kind of trying to play in the mold of Major League Baseball a little bit. And so that's going to be a newest challenge. We have faced teams this year. You know, Paris was very similar to that. They had a lot of stolen bases. That's the team we had to play in the regional super final. And so the key in that whole deal was keeping them off base. I mean, we had a lot of success against Paris, just keep them off base. So hopefully we can continue that this weekend.
Hey, Dusty, I appreciate the time. Now you guys getting ready to head out to practice. I can hear the horn of the bus. Hey, Dusty, we appreciate you. Better get on that bus, okay? Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Take care. Dusty Hart, the coach of Blinn, Texas, with us on the program this morning.